tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It is February 18th, 2026, and I'm your host, Joe Boros. It's been a big day for confrontations today, especially if you are Tesla or Elon Musk. Now, this all started last week when Tesla called police on an IG Metal rep at Giga Berlin during a works council meeting before a critical vote. Tesla filed a criminal complaint and called police to its Gigafactory Berlin after accusing an IG Metal union representative of secretly recording a closed meeting on Tuesday. Police seized the representative's laptop, and the incident came just 3 weeks before roughly 11,000 employees would vote in a council election that could reshape the future of the plant. Now, here's what allegedly happened. Tesla plant manager Andre Thierig said an external IG Metal representative attended the works council meeting as a guest and was caught recording it with a laptop. Thierig posted on X, "What has happened today at Giga Berlin is truly beyond words. An external union representative from IG Metal attended a works council meeting, and for unknown reasons, he recorded the internal meeting and was caught in action. We obviously called police and filed a criminal complaint. The union representative reportedly refused to hand over the laptop to site security, and works council chairwoman Michaela Schmitz then contacted authorities, and police arrived at the Grünheide plant on Tuesday afternoon to confiscate the computer." That was last week. Now, this week, the German union has accused Tesla of a toxic environment, filing defamation against the plant manager. This is, of course, again, the largest union in Germany, IG Metall, accusing Tesla of fostering a toxic work environment at Gigafactory Berlin, claiming the automaker is overworking employees and pressuring sick staff. The accusations land just 2 weeks before a works council election that could reshape labor relations at Tesla's only European factory. The company said this morning that Tesla's management is attacking unions in Germany with unprecedented aggression. Jan Otto, a regional IG Metal leader, stated the company must not be allowed to get away with this. The union's accusations are specific. IG Metall claims Tesla is working employees at the Grünheide plant and putting pressure on workers who have fallen ill, a practice that has been reported at the factory before, with managers reportedly visiting the homes of sick workers to, quote, appeal to their work ethic. The union has taken two concrete legal steps. First, the union applied for an injunction at a labor court over what it said were false allegations by Tesla that one of its members secretly recorded a works council meeting. Second, it asked prosecutors to investigate factory director Andre Thierig for defamation. The defamation complaint stems from that incident last week that we just covered when police seized the representative's computer. IG Metall called Tesla's account, quote, a brazen and calculated lie designed to damage the union's standing before the March Works Council election. Under German law, recording a Works Council meeting without consent is a criminal offense, making the accusation a very serious one. But IG Metall insists no recording took place and that Tesla manufactured the incident for political purposes. The factory is currently under pressure from every direction and faces existential questions about its future. The plant has a production capacity exceeding 375,000 Model Ys per year, but sold only 235,000 vehicles across all of Europe in 2025, a 28% decline from the previous year, and in Germany alone, registrations for new Tesla Model Ys dropped 48%. January 26 brought no relief as Tesla registrations plunged an additional 44% across five major European markets, with catastrophic declines in Norway, the Netherlands, and the UK, all down well over 50%. Meanwhile, Tesla has quietly cut 1,700 jobs at Giga Berlin over the past year, reducing headcount from 12,415 to 10,703, a 14% reduction, even as plant manager Thierig publicly denied any layoffs were taking place. Internal works council documents confirmed the cuts. That combination of collapsing demand, workforce reductions, and escalating labor conflict paints a grim picture for the factory's future. Now, not everything that we're going to talk about Tesla-wise today is bad news. I know, again, a lot of you guys were upset about yesterday, but today we're going to have some positive stuff. Tesla has avoided a 30-day California sales suspension after dropping the misleading autopilot marketing. Tesla has avoided a 30-day suspension of its dealer and manufacturer licenses in California after complying with a DMV order to stop using the term autopilot in its vehicle marketing. The settlement closes a case that dragged on for nearly 3 years and confirms what critics have argued all along, that Tesla's marketing of its driver assist features was misleading. Hallelujah! Glad we finally cleared that up. The case against Tesla's autopilot and full self-driving marketing began in May of 2021 with the ADAS features with the phrase, "The system is designed to be able to conduct short and long distance trips with no action required by the person in the driver's seat." The problem is that vehicles equipped with those features could not and still cannot operate as autonomous vehicles. The DMV filed formal accusations against Tesla's manufacturer and dealer licenses in November of 23. Tesla's defense was remarkable in its brazenness. The company argued that the DMV had known about its use of autopilot and full self-driving branding since 2014 and 2016, respectively, essentially claiming that there should be a statute of limitations on misleading the public. That is a wild, wild statement, but not honestly entirely wrong. The DMV and NHTSA could have investigated this several years prior, and in fact, probably should have, but didn't. So I don't know. I have to side with Tesla on this one. If you're going to wait 10 years to say that this is a safety concern, you've got some serious issues in explaining to do with people who were hurt or injured or anything else over the preceding 10 years. After a five-day hearing in 2025, an administrative law judge sided with the DMV. In December 25, the judge ruled that Tesla's use of autopilot to describe its ADAS features is misleading and violates state law. The ruling found that Tesla's naming convention follows a long but unlawful tradition of intentionally using ambiguity to mislead consumers. The judge initially ordered a 30-day suspension of both Tesla's manufacturer and dealer licenses. The DMV's final decision reduced the penalties, permanently staying the manufacturer's license suspension and giving Tesla 60 days to stop using the term autopilot. Tesla's corrective action and the convenient pivot take place just days after Tesla stopped using the misleading term autopilot in its new cars by including it as standard. The company also modified the use of full self-driving by adding clarification that driver supervision is required. In January, Tesla went further, killing autopilot entirely in the US and Canada, discontinuing the feature as a standalone product. The move did more than satisfy the DMV. It also conveniently funneled owners towards FSD Supervise, which requires payment. The timing was hard to ignore. The DMV's compliance deadline of February 14th coincided exactly with Tesla's decision to move FSD to a subscription-only model at $99 per month, eliminating the $8,000 one-time purchase option. As we noted in January, the overlap between California ruling and the FSD subscription pivot raised serious questions about Tesla's genuine motivations. Elon has said the $99 subscription price is expected to increase as the system becomes more capable, but he has said that before in regards to full self-driving, and the opposite, in fact, has happened. Moving on from Tesla, there's another EV-only car brand that is growing and expanding its model line. Polestar is going on the offensive with four new models coming out in the next 3 years. Polestar announced this morning the largest product offensive in the company's history, with plans to bring four new electric models to market in the next 3 years, including a new SUV and the return of an entry-level Polestar 2. While parent company Volvo seems to hesitate about what to do with its new XC70 long-range PHEV and all-electric ES90 flagship sedan, the station wagon bodies in general added to that list, Polestar knows exactly what it's doing and it's going full speed ahead. The company announced this morning that customer deliveries of the Polestar 5 Halo car were on track to begin this summer, followed shortly by a new long roof variant of the Polestar 4 in Q4. The really big news, however, was the announcement of an updated Polestar 2 planned for launch early in 2027 and an all-new Polestar 7 SUV set to follow in early 2028. Quote, "Polestar 2 is the foundation of our brand with over 190,000 cars sold and an enthusiastic community of customers," according to Polestar CEO Michael Loschiller. "Bringing the next generation of this iconic car in record speed by the start of the year is very exciting. The car that we became known for will play a key role in our future success. With Polestar 7, he continues, "we are entering the largest EV segment in Europe, the compact SUV segment, which accounts for approximately one-third of total BEV volumes in 2025. We are convinced that we can offer customers a progressive, performance-driven car for a very attractive price point built in Europe." Now, that specifically calls out a lot of these companies, these Chinese brands that are coming into Europe and that are, I would say, offending the sensibilities of more European style conservatives, which are still super liberal compared to America. But hey, we're not having a political conversation on this show. That's not what we're about. Despite shifting incentives in a challenging political and economic environment made more so by continually changing tariff threats, I guess we are political, Polestar delivered its best sales year ever in 2025 and expects to deliver low double-digit retail volume growth as the sales mix continues to evolve with an increasing share of Polestar 4 and the arrival of 5 in the coming months. Now, of course, Polestar is very exciting. You want to buy one of those cars? Great. Nothing wrong with them. But if you just can't wait for that, you're itching to go out and buy a new EV this month. Might be one of the best months to do it. Hyundai has cut its EV prices in response to BYD and Tesla gaining ground. Toyota is already offering a $5,000 discount plus 0% financing on a number of its new EVs, especially the CHR and the BZ Woodland. And finally, with a $10,000 discount, the Chevy Equinox EV, one of the most affordable 300-mile range EVs in America, with a 5-passenger crossover SUV-style body, it is going to be hard to pass up. We've got links to all those deals in the show notes. Be sure to check that out over at electric.co. Like and subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's show. And man, we're getting up to speed on these things. We got a bunch of these out this year. This is going good. Be sure to stick around, miss it, engage in the comments. You know, we love to play with you guys. Have a good one.